when news broke out about the discovery of 215 children buried at the Kamloops Indian Residential School, Indigenous people across Canada mourned. But it wasn't just a Canadian issue.
The reason we sympathize with them is because the same thing that happened in Canada happened in Alaska, in Southeast.
That is Jessica Brown. She is Tlingit from Sitka and organized a vigil for these children. Alaska Native children throughout Alaska were sent to boarding schools up until the 1980s. In some cases, children were taken from their families and put into these schools or into foster homes. Tlingit elder Leona Santiago of the Kagwantan clan is one of these children. She was taken from her family at age 2 and not returned until she was almost 15.
And this loss of all, the discovery of all these children hurts because it makes us think, makes me think of my pain, my tears that I had to suffer.
Santiago shared her personal experience to give people an idea of what it was like for a child to be taken away from their parents and put into government custody. And she says it was worse for the generations before her who went to boarding schools.
I can't even imagine the pain that they felt. My grandparents, they were told not to speak the language. They were disciplined. They were beaten with the ruler on their hands. Their mouths were washed out with soap.
Yolanda Fulmer is Tlingit of the Tuktaintan clan. She was another speaker at the vigil, and she says the discovery of these children only confirmed what Indigenous people already knew.
Kill the Indian, save the man. These are all variants of the same sentiments that were passed throughout the U.S. and Canada. This was enacted through the genocide of boarding and residential schools.
The effects of boarding schools are not only felt by the children who attended, but their families and communities as well. While in the schools, children were removed from their culture, so they could not pass on their language or their ways of life onto their children and grandchildren.
We see the residual damage even into present day. The painful stories we hold for our loved ones, the tears we try to catch, the heavy hearts and secrets we try to carry for them. They resonate throughout Indigenous countries.
But now that the history of boarding and residential schools is coming to light, people are starting to talk more about this past and begin the healing process. Leona Santiago started the process in her 20s, and she says it's not complete.
So when we heal, we only don't just heal ourselves, we heal what our ancestors had gone through.
After the speeches, two songs were sung to honor and remember the children lost at residential schools. This one playing is a Kagwantan song, The Clan of Santiago. On Monday, June 21st, there is a global memorial for the children found at the Kamloops Indian Residential School. And since more children have been found since the initial discovery in Kamloops, the memorial will honor them as well. In Juneau, I'm Lindsay Brolini.